This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Now, we've also mentioned Brian Elliott as one of the guys that turned out to be a great signing. And he now joins us on the phone. Brian, how are you today? We appreciate your time.
Good. How are you guys?
So take us back to a year ago and your thought process heading into the free agent period.
Well, it was kind of crazy. I didn't really know what to expect, obviously, being my first time going to free agency. And, you know, I knew that taking a two-way would probably have to be an option. And, you know, teams were snatching up guys pretty quickly off the board, and you kind of had to make a decision. So, you know, it's a little different than what's happening this year. But, you know, it was a little dicey here and there, but I was out on the golf course when I got the call, so I was trying to relax.
You know, when you look back on it, you know, as you say, I mean, it was a different circumstance than you're in now, obviously. If you were on the market today, it would be a different situation for you. But were there any teams that you thought in the back of your mind? Did you target any teams? Did you talk to your agent and say, hey, I think that, you know, this team or this team may be looking for someone?
Yeah, you definitely go into it looking, you know, to see, you know, what teams have availability and, you know, how you played against those teams definitely probably makes a difference, too, when you think about, you know, the games. Maybe if you let a couple in that you shouldn't have, they won't be looking at you too hard. But, you know, you just got to go over it in your mind. And basically, you know, what my agent said is just relax, let it happen, and, you know, things will work out. And, you know, you have to have trust, and it did for me.
You know, it's Brian, I think something you just said there I think is real interesting, because I found it to be true myself, is that when you play against them, you play well against the team, they remember that, and it does impact their thinking, right?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, you definitely remember the guys that are shooting on you and getting more scoring chances than other guys when you're playing teams. So I'm sure management knows that, and ownership, and, you know, all the way down the line, guys notice these. So, you know, that makes you try a little harder every time you're out there, because you never know what's going to count and what's not.
All right, so you look back on the year, you and Jaro Halak, best tandem during the regular season in terms of fewest goals allowed. Had some time to digest this past year. What are you thinking about when you think about this past year?
Trying to make it better. I mean, you definitely look back and you see, you know, you like what happened, obviously, in the regular season and everything, but you definitely see some holes that can be filled here and there. And, you know, right now, that's why you couldn't get me right away at five, because I was in a yoga class. I'm trying to, you know, get better every day, and that's what you think about. You try not to look at last season, and I think that's what makes a good goalie, is just a short memory.
Hey, Brian, I'll tell you, I loved your tweet last week. You know, we were at the NHL draft in Pittsburgh, and you were a guy that was drafted near the end. You were drafted like one of the last picks, I think, when you were drafted, right?
Yeah, it was second last overall. So,
in your tweet, you talked about, like, hey, congratulations to all the kids that got drafted, and hey, just because you're drafted first or last, I mean, you could end up having a career if you work hard. I thought that was a terrific sentiment to send out to those young kids.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard to judge what you're going to be like in, you know, 5-10 years down the road. So when you're so young, so, you know, you can't really base it on where you get drafted. You know, there's definitely guys that get drafted in the first round that don't make it. So you have to just be prepared to work hard. And, you know, if you work harder than the next guy, you can definitely make back those rounds in the end.
Brian, you and Halak basically split time during the regular season, but then Halak got hurt. First round of the playoffs, hurt his ankle. How did it impact how things went for you and how things ended up going for the Blues?
You know, I think it was good that we were prepared for that, since, you know, we both played throughout the season, and I think the guys in front of us felt comfortable with both of us in the net. So I think it was kind of a seamless transition just going in, and, you know, in the middle of, I think it was game two, and, you know, we ended up shutting them out and winning the rest of the games in that series. So obviously the second round didn't work out for us, but, you know, I don't think it was too crazy of a transition. Between goalies, that's for sure.
Hey, Brian, before we let you go, all goalies have routines that they go through before games, and I've seen a couple of guys do this, but I hear you're one of the guys that does a lot of the juggling before the game as you get ready for a game. I mean, what is that? Is that part of the routine for you now, and why do you do it?
Yeah, it's been a part of my routine for a while now since college, and, you know, you can say all you want to get your hands moving with your eyes and
Brian, we have a shot up of you. You're not even looking at the tennis balls.
Yeah, it's basically to get your mind off the game, and you're really not trying to get nervous, and you know, you're just trying to keep the balls in the air, and you know, that's what keeps me calm before the game. I just try to focus on that, and when it kind of comes time to walk out those doors, you're ready to play.
Hey, it's working. Thanks so much, Brian. Enjoy your summer, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.